for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The governor of Bali province, Wayan Koster, has established a special team to investigate and take firm action against illegal business operations run by foreigners on the island. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, the team comprises various elements, including regional heads, relevant agencies, and tourism business associations. The team's formation was prompted by mounting public complaints from local small businesses regarding the increasing dominance of the tourism sector by foreigners, which has progressively marginalized local communities. The Indonesian Ministry of Forestry on Friday foiled the attempted trafficking of 80.5 kilograms of endangered pangolin scales in South Kalimantan, resulting in the detention of three suspects. On Friday, Kalimantan Forestry Law Enforcement Team launched an operation. The Minister's Director General of Law Enforcement, Dwi Januanto Nugroho, said in a statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, quoted from AntaraNews.com, the efforts uncover the suspect was in possession of 15.5 kilograms of pangolin scales, while two other suspects held 65 kilograms. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gadis itu yang duduk di muka pintu, hati tergoda oleh senyumannya yang manis seperti madu. Siapa namanya? Oh, si Ikal Mayang yang sedang berdendang sayang. Siapa namanya? Si Ria Jelita yang bikin hatiku gundah. Jelas saat itu hati rasa tak tentu, bikin tak nyenyak tidurku. Ingin berkenalan, hati berasa malu, malu yang menanggung rindu. Siapa namanya? Oh, si gadis itu yang duduk di muka pintu. Hati tergoda oleh senyumannya yang manis seperti madu. Saat itu hati rasa tak tentu, bikin tak nyenyak tidurku. Ingin berkenalan, hati berasa malu, malu yang menanggung rindu. Apa namanya, oh, si gadis itu yang duduk di muka pintu? Hati tergoda oleh senyumannya yang manis seperti madu.
Voice of Indonesia. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Sesuatu yang telah hilang di listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs, Yovie Widianto, collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Arsy Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Artinya diriku yang begitu berharap kau setia padaku saat kulihat kau dengannya kau berpaling dariku apa artinya aku.
Bukan aku.
So listener, everyone should have equal opportunity to pursue anything they want, and yet even in 2025, women still face so many challenges. And I'm not going to be the guy who is doing mansplaining, so I would like to play you an opinion from a researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster of Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, Dr. Nuraini Rahma, about the challenges faced by women in pursuing career in STEM.
Is I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where our the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity of said house. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment, it's very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problem, and if we can have a family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access. Or the fourth one is having access. Yeah, so those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women. And women can have a lot of power because once they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment. Because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
And the complete conversation about women in science breaking barriers is available on our YouTube channel VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, the Indonesian government will build a transmission cable network spanning more than 47,000 circuit kilometers to supply clean energy across the country, including in remote areas. In a statement issued on Friday, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia said the project will connect new and renewable energy resources to main substations, which will then distribute electricity through local networks. And it appears that it is not only going to be in one place, but so many places. For example, the longest portion of the planned network, around 13,000 circuit kilometer will be in the Java, Madura, and Bali regions, followed up by Sumatra, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, and the remaining 3,900 circuit kilometer will be constructed in Maluku, Papua, and Nusa Tenggara regions. And to support this transmission network, the government also plans to build substations with a total capacity of 107,000 megavolt amperes nationwide.
Sisa di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepalaku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Mencoba mengerti masa lalu.
Thinking, kenapa ku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa progress slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti, kenapa pikiran ku upset. Tenggelam di kamar ku sambil play no set. Ku lawan imaji, dalam bait ini terbawa arus, udah macam tsunami.
Berhentilah berbicara, berhenti memikirkan semua.
Jangan sorang kami, no hit on my line. Kalau mereka tak suka, itu big crime. Tapi kalau mereka obsessed, itu bad sign. Lihat aku di TV, lihat aku on the screen. Dapat call dari rumah sing, kapan kemari. Personality, better than reality. And if you hate me, I love me, I don't give a fuck, I mean.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That is better in every day, but then I feel it that you'll be the only one. But sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way, but then I would go to be in other space. Sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's mood. Sometimes you feel off, but sometimes you're feeling great. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be mad in every way. Then I remember the story we went last September. Sometimes recalling things will be so good. Like a perfect cake that my grandma's made. You feel off, but sometimes you're feeling right. Is it to be or it is not to be? To fall in love again, to be the one for me. Sometimes you fall, but every time we'll be together, we'll be better in every way. To be in other space, but sometimes the bitter of love can be so good. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow. It's like a coffee with a rainbow's moon. With a rainbow's moon.
Dito Pramono with Better Love, and yes, love feels like coffee but with a rainbow mood. Maybe your coffee do not need too much sugar, doesn't it? Sometimes getting a lot of sugar will only give you diabetes instead of a nice enjoyment in your coffee. But talking about love, have you ever known what is the best way to announce to the people about your wedding? Well, forget your any kind of your imagination, because the best one was done by Stephanie Putri, an Indonesian singer who performed at the Head in the Clouds in Los Angeles 2025 on Sunday. So when she was on the stage, Stephanie Putri casually said that, "Do you know that I just got married like the day before today? Isn't that crazy?" said Stephanie, making all the audiences were surprised, and also, of course, congratulating Stephanie Putri. So it appears that reported by internews.com, Stephanie Putri has been married with Azure Novgov, and the happy news is well accepted by the fans and also all supporters of Indonesian musicians. And if you do not know Stephanie Putri was quite nice with the song I Love You 3000, which is a homage to the quote from the Avengers, of course. And then Stephanie Putri opened her performance with Nothing More Than That, which was written or even released in 2025, and the lyrics were written by Stephanie herself. But on my playlist, sadly, I do not have Nothing More Than That, but I still got one from Stephanie Putri with My Hometown Is Sinking. But then, congratulations, Stephanie.
Thoughts. In the middle of the night, use my phone to shine a light. I walk to the bathroom, take a piss and reminisce of a future without kids. And it's chronic, toxic, honest. Don't wanna read the news, but what am I supposed to do?
Stephanie Putri with My Hometown Is Sinking. After that, you'll be listening to a story about Finnish sea.
Skincare goes ghosting people a minute a show.
yang jaya di lautan.
Those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium were the Indonesian people, the Malays, none of Chinese who sailed. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia, I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Kalau istilah pinisi itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitarnya tahun 1830-an, 40-an.
Appeared around the 19th century in around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or calf catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Finisi sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur. Sehingga akhirnya, ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar pinisi.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Finisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Finisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya.
The term Finisi generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president Sukarno held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, a question still arose about what Finisi boat is, because the term Finisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari solompong, there was palari tongkong. The term Finisi started being known in the 80s, especially after the Finisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called Finisi. So the term Finisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Finisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Finisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan palari itu mulai dinamakan Finisi. Jadi istilah Finisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan sebenarnya sesuatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Finisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
people's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as palari. So the use of the word pinisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long. But with the motor and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of. When Pinisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Spinisi was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Spinisi to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Spinisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata Spinisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Spinisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, saya waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi, 85 dari tim.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness to who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. Then he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said, the same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 developed sails called Spinisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal Spinisi di Banan ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu kan Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Spinisi ship was built originally from Arab Ulukumba, South Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience, and it is recognized throughout the world.
Ada bilang teknik bagaimana? Dan di segi pengalaman saja, nah, diakui oleh seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan finishnya 1 tahun lebih. Tapi kali ini kami bikin di pantai dia ke pantai Anjolosari.
With the Spinisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2.5 months. Has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, iron wood, BT wood, and teak wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of teak wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang pisau untuk patah tulang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Minas, papang papangnya disusun, satu-satu.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Tali apa? Tali seling. Tali tian. Nampak belakang. Baru pasang layarnya. Begitu.
The system and calculation for making Finnish sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunia itu, yaitu.
There is one thing that is essence of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemo-Lemo people. It seems to have a formula called Tatatalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats or whatever boats were called Pinisi in the 70s were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Arab people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Tata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Arab pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
This Korea, Lala Il Manilo and Bunga Citra Lestari with a song titled Badai Telah Berlalu or The Storm Has Passes. It appears to be an answer to the song, movie, and even novel titled Badai Pasti Berlalu or The Storm Must Pass, which literally means we can go through all of this. And Badai Pasti Berlalu is also a drama movie in Indonesia released in 1978 based on a novel with the same title by Indonesian novelist Marga T. And this novel was even published as a continuous story at a on a newspaper in 1972. From June 1972 until September 1972. And in 2007, the film was recycled with the same title. And I wish that this classic from Indonesia, which was then answered by Lala Il Manilo and also this Korea, can be very enjoyable for you. And a little bit trip to the past, I'd like to play you another song from Indonesian, well, legendary musicians. The next one will be by Iwan Fals with a song entitled Aku Bukan Pilihan or I Am Not a Choice, which was released in 2003. And here is Iwan Fals with Aku Bukan Pilihan.
Kini ku mengungkap tanya, siapakah dirinya yang mengaku kekasihmu itu? Aku tak bisa memahami. Ketika malam tiba, ku rela kau berada dengan siapa kau melewatinya. Aku tak bisa memahami. Aku lelaki tak mungkin menerimamu bila ternyata kau mendua, membuatku terluka. Tinggalkan saja diriku yang tak mungkin menunggu. Jangan pernah memilih, aku bukan pilihan. Selalu terungkap tanya, benarkah kini dia wanita yang ku kenal hatinya? Aku tak bisa memahami. Aku lelaki tak mungkin menerimamu